Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, I promised you that Jim and I would present to you two cases that within the past week have had to have emergency hearing. One of these cases has an emergency hearing that is starting in 8 minutes in San Francisco. And these hearings have been about what? A court issuing an order that says Trump administration, stop doing X. And then the Trump administration the very next day still doing X. The one I want to start with, because something just happened in the case moments ago, is a case that was filed in the Northern District of California that challenges the Russell Vogt, author of Project 2025, Heritage Foundation billionaire lackey, head of the Office of Management and Budget, Trump guy, who has been firing all of these federal employees during the shutdown. Okay. The court on just 2 days ago, so on Wednesday, the judge hearing that case issued a ruling on Wednesday that said you have to stop doing that. You cannot continue to fire people based on this false assertion that the shutdown enables you or requires you to do so. She wrote this. What the judge did, what is becoming clear is that rifts during a government shutdown are not ordinary rifts. Based on the record before the court, some employees do not even know if they're being laid off because the RIF notices were sent to government email accounts and furloughed employees may not have those. It is far from normal for an administration to fire line-level civilian employees during a government shutdown as a way to punish the opposing political party. But this is precisely what President Trump has announced he is doing by taking to social media on the second day of the shutdown to post, quote, I have a meeting today with Russ Vogt, he of Project 2025 fame, to determine which of the many Democrat agencies, most of which are a political scam, he recommends to be cut. I can't believe radical left Democrats gave me this unprecedented opportunity. The judge continues, the memorandum from the OMB that appears to have initiated the shutdown rifts says the same. She went on to say, if what plaintiffs allege is true, then the agency's actions in laying off thousands of public employees during a government shutdown and targeting those firings at programs that are perceived as favored by a political party is the epitome of hasty, arbitrary, and capricious decision-making. In addition, plaintiffs are likely to succeed on their claim that the firings rest on illegal grounds. She actually pointed this out as well. During that hearing on Wednesday, she said, at the hearing, counsel for the administration refused to answer the question of whether or not defendants' actions are legal, instead saying that the defendants were not prepared to enter to address the merits today. Holy cow. I mean, my goodness. So just earlier today, the Trump administration vowed to comply with the judge's order, but failed to submit any details. And other officials acknowledged that longstanding firing plans may continue to go on. Jim, this is so bad.
It is in so many ways. And this is, again, Susan Ilston goes on to say that the laws don't apply to them anymore. It's your point, obviously, about constitutional crisis. We've got an executive branch simply saying we're not doing that anymore. And your point about competence, could you imagine, Maggie, if you or I were to show up in any court, federal court, state court, municipal court, and say, you know what,
I don't know anything about the law.
I don't know about this. And when the judge looks at you or me, would not happen because we would be prepared, and you say, I'm not prepared. That is not a proper response. And it should also be underscored, these are people who are representing the people of the United States of America, right? It is a combination of this intentional flouting that you talked about and incompetence.
Incompetence, lackeyism, willing to sell your integrity to, I don't know, curry favor with people that you think can do good things for you. I don't know what it is. But you don't show up in court
for
a temporary restraining order hearing and go, I can't talk about the merits. It's the actual thing that temporary restraining orders are supposed to interrogate, which is your likelihood to succeed on the merits. Here's another case. This is about grant conditions that the Trump administration attempted to place on states that receive a variety of federal grants. They basically said, cooperate with our ICE operations or else. The court entered an order back in September saying that basically this is ridiculous. Grant conditions have to be related to the purpose of the grant, and these ICE requirements have nothing to do with these various grants that are about like energy production, building the grid, educate, has nothing to do with ICE enforcement. And just this week, 3 days ago, that judge that entered that order originally in September granted a motion to enforce that judgment because the defendants, this is the judge's order, quote, have done precisely what the memorandum and order forbids, which is requiring plaintiff states to agree to assist in federal immigration enforcement or forgo the award of grants. Defendants' new approach is not a good faith effort to apply with the order. It is a, quote, ham-handed attempt to bully the states into making promises they have no obligation to make at the risk of losing critical disaster and other funding already appropriated by Congress.
Core rule of law stuff. Core rule of law stuff being flouted. Shocking. Shocking in America.
Jim, we've got to do a show where it's just me and you.
Absolutely.
And we just talk about the law stuff.
There is
a
lot going on. It's a lot, my friend, is it not? But always good to be here and good to wrestle with these things.
Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you to each and every one of you. Don't go anywhere. I'm super excited. We are going to be joined by the former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development under three prior presidents. It'll be my honor to speak with Alejandra Castillo next. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.